From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Iranian authorities confirm they have arrested three Americans who crossed the border from Iraq. The detained are believed to be tourists who may have accidentally strayed into Iranian territory. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports.
The northern Kurdistan region of Iraq has enjoyed relative peace and quiet since the American invasion in 2003, and Western visitors move around freely. A few tour groups have even ventured into the region, but these American travelers apparently decided to go camping in the scenic mountains adjacent to the Iranian border. According to officials in the Kurdistan region, one of the Americans' companions stayed behind in the city of Sulaymaniyah. At some point, he received a call from his friends who said they were being surrounded by Iranian border guards. It was unclear if the Americans had crossed the border intentionally. American helicopters scoured the border area looking for the missing travelers and could be heard buzzing overhead by residents in the nearby city of Halabja. Later, U.S. soldiers arrived in Humvees, an unusual sight in the Kurdish provinces, which have seen no combat in recent years. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
President Obama says the U.S. economy has done measurably better than expected in recent months. The Commerce Department says the economy continued to shrink in the second quarter by not as badly as forecasters expected and not nearly as sharply as it did earlier this year. NPR's Scott Horsley has more.
In his weekly address, President Obama points to better-than-expected economic data as evidence the federal government's stimulus plan is starting to work. Mr. Obama calls the new numbers an important sign the economy's headed in the right direction.
This won't happen overnight. As I've said before, it will take many more months to fully dig ourselves out of a recession. A recession that we've now learned was even deeper than anyone thought. But I'll continue to work every day and take every step necessary to make sure that happens.
This coming week, Mr. Obama visits Elkhart, Indiana, where he campaigned for the stimulus plan back in February. The city has one of the nation's highest unemployment rates, and it's only worsened since the president's last visit. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
For a second week in a row, the dispute over President Obama's health care overhaul proposal dominates the GOP's weekly address. Delivering the party's message this weekend, Senator John Thune of South Dakota blasts the cost of the plan, estimated to cost $1 trillion over 10 years.
That money would have to come from somewhere, and that means either higher taxes or cuts to other priorities.
But the White House maintains the health care plan will save the economy money in the long term. For the first time since the 9/11 attacks, a new GI Bill is in effect. It's expected to pay out $78 billion over the next decade to help military veterans pay for college. The bill is the most comprehensive education benefit offered since World War II. Many veterans who served after the terrorist attacks in 2001 are eligible for full tuition and fees. This is NPR. Five more banks have been put under receivership this week due to the economic downturn, bringing the total number of bank failures to 69 so far this year. The latest closures happened yesterday. Federal regulators shut down branches in five states. The largest was Mutual Bank in Harvey, Illinois. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation expects bank failures in the U.S. to cost it around $70 billion through 2013. A Boston University graduate student has been ordered to pay $675,000 to record labels for downloading music. Bianca Vasquez-Tonis at member station WBUR in Boston reports.
25-year-old Joel Tannenbaum told the court he illegally downloaded and traded hundreds of songs between 1999 and 2007. A federal jury in Boston decided that he willfully infringed on the copyright of 30 songs, including music by Nirvana and Nine Inch Nails. The jury could have ordered the physics student to pay record companies as much as $4.5 million. Nate Anderson, senior editor at the technology website Ars Technica, says Tannenbaum still got a huge penalty.
$675,000 for sharing 30 songs on peer-to-peer networks a few years ago. That's a pretty stunning award for what Tannenbaum was actually doing.
Tannenbaum's attorney says his client plans to appeal the decision. For NPR News, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis in Boston.
New York City authorities say LaGuardia Airport's main terminal was evacuated early this morning after a security scare. Police say a man approached officers with a bag that contained a device that later turned out not to be dangerous. This is NPR.